Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICE is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are taking a look at the issue for the week of January 9th, 2012, covering the automotive market. Each light vehicle made these days has approximately $3,000 worth of chemicals inside them, so you know it's a big market for the chemical industry. Among the articles looking at cars, we examine the prospects of the auto industry going forward. It took a hit from the economic meltdown of a few years ago. Will it race back to where it was? Read ICE is Chemical Business to find out more. Meanwhile, our special auto coverage continues with a report on styrene butadiene rubber. It's used in tires, and its prices are going up. Then we look at how bringing down the weight of a car has been driving innovation in the polymers market. In this week's regularly scheduled columns, we have an article on North American polyethylene and polypropylene. North American polyethylene and polypropylene are likely to get a boost in 2012, benefiting from improved demand and a tighter supply. And tightness for polypropylene will happen in Latin America as well. A lack of propylene has put all polypropylene expansions on hold. However, market participants are optimistic. Meanwhile, challenges await the U.S. biofuels market. The U.S. biofuels sector is entering 2012 with continued uncertainties driven by an ever-changing legislative environment and expiring tax credits. The U.S. ethanol market must deal with the expiration of the volumetric ethanol excise tax credit, which ended on December 31, 2011. The tax credit has provided gasoline blenders with a credit of 45 cents for each gallon of ethanol blended with gasoline. Additionally, a tariff of 54 cents per gallon on imported ethanol also expired on December 31st. With the death of the tax credit, U.S. ethanol market sentiment has suggested that there will be less incentive to blend ethanol. Some market participants have even said the loss of the tax credit could lead to a discount for consumers at the pump and perhaps some consolidation in the U.S. ethanol market. Then in Asia, naphtha supplies remain tight, with end users seeking cargoes attracting only limited offers from sellers. However, buyers expect that demand for naphtha from cracker operators in South Korea and Taiwan to build inventories has either peaked or will do so in the first half of January. Downward pressure is expected when arbitrage shipments of European naphtha arrive in Asia in January and early February. Refiners have been building naphtha stocks after cutting naphtha output earlier in the fourth quarter of 2011 amid weak naphtha refining margins. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICE is Chemical Business, the best magazine covering the chemicals market. Thank you for listening and have a great night.